So how do you feel about being back out there?
I feel good. I think it was great to be back out there with the guys and, you know, just staying in that protocol, go out there and practice and see how I feel, and I feel good.
How do you view your potential chances of playing on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think really, you know, it's up to the doctors, and you know, I have a great group of people here, you know, Cap and his staff, the doctors, Billy, Rick Smith, they've all been great with it, and I trust those guys. So I know, you know, they'll do what's best for me.
Do you have a percentage or
I don't.
A gut about being out there?
I don't know.
Yeah, isn't that a great way for it to be? Because we know how competitive you are.
Sure.
You're out there right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, for me, you want to get back out there and play with the guys. So put in independent guys' hands is probably the best way.
How did this concussion?
I'm not going to compare the two. I think, you know, like I said, I've been feeling better every day. It was great to get back out there today and practice and, you know, see what the doctor says.
Is there any football aside, how concerned are you with the fact they were fairly close together and just
I think I have a great group of people, you know, getting me through this, and I trust them and respect their opinions. And obviously, you know, like I told you guys last time, you know, I don't take it lightly. I do a lot of research, talk to a lot of people that I really respect their opinions. And you know, like I said, it's in the doctor's hands, and those are the real pros at what they do with that.
What will it mean to you, Ryan? Obvious question. If you can get back out there with so much riding on this thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I want to you know, be out there when we do, you know, win these games. I think that's, you know, that's just my nature. I'm a competitor. I want to be out there. And like I said, to get back out there today with the guys and be out of practice was, it felt great.
How'd you think, Brandon?
He did awesome, man. He did great. You know, I was sitting at home watching, and I think I was probably more nervous than he was. So it's just, for me, to get to see him do well, he's been through a lot. I was with him in Cleveland. So for him to come back and have the success he did, it doesn't surprise me, and he's done a great job.
Does it make you proud knowing the amount of time you guys spend in the film room together as a unit? I mean,
yeah.
Obviously TJ's injury, you don't want to
see
that at all.
Sure, I mean, yeah.
Like next man up almost.
Exactly. I think that's always been the mantra here. And I know JJ made a joke about it, how many quarterbacks have played here. But I think it's a testament not only to the players that are here, but to Coach O'Brien, Coach Gotze. I mean, they really know how to teach quarterbacks, and it shows out on the field. I think every guy who's played has had, you know, moments of success, and Brandon did a great job, and I'm going to try to help him as much as I can because I don't know if I'm going to play. And, you know, it's just as important for us to win. That's the most important thing. So,
what went through your mind when you saw TJ go down?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've been in the same spot, and I texted him right away. I didn't know, you know, when he would get it, but I just said, you know, it's not a death sentence. You know, I remember when I hurt my knee, it was really the first major injury I'd ever had, and I didn't know what to expect, but I had a lot of people who texted me and came out and supported me and said, look, just have a positive attitude, and you know, I can't speak for, you know, how he feels, but when I see him in the building, his head's up high, and he's working hard, and it's not a death sentence. I think, you know, there's so many great surgeons and so many people who do rehab really well. It's actually a pretty unique process, and, you know, so I've kind of offered my experiences to him on that.
Brian, what is it for the layman? What is it about Bill and his staff that are able to get you guys where you need to be? Maybe in a short amount of time,
yeah.
or whatever. What is it? Because you pointed to that, and we've heard it before.
Well, I think, you know, he does a great job with the system that's here. And then not only that, but really applying it to the players that they have. So when you have a guy like Brandon who's only been here for you a few weeks, maybe, you know, giving him plays that he's comfortable with. And then that way he can go out and execute him in a game. And then I think, you know, we spend so much time in those meeting rooms. And even regardless of who's starting, George is keeping everybody on their toes. So whether it was TJ who was playing and he was asking Brandon, or whether it was me playing and he was asking TJ, they do a great job of making sure they're coaching everyone and not just the player who's playing.
Brian, you talked about leaning on staff and doctors to make the decision. Mm-hmm. If you're a competitor, you want to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage the being patient and being taking a step back and not pushing to get out there?
Yeah, well, I just, like I said, I know it's kind of out of my hands at this point. Like, you know, I just keep working to get better and feeling better, and then when the doctor says go, then I go. I think that's, you know, the way I look at it. And obviously there's a lot of frustration. You want to be out there playing, you want to be, you know, you never want to see someone else doing your job, and especially in the situation that we're in. So, you know, I'm doing everything I can to improve my health, and I think it's showing. You know, I felt great out there today, and we'll just take it one day at a time.
Brian, you talk about how tight
the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
How about the cohesiveness in this team?
Sure.
I mean, you've been such a roller coaster ride in how you've held it together as a team.
I think when you have those ups and downs, it does bring you – it either is going to pull you apart or it's going to bring you closer together. And I think we're a good example of bringing everybody together because, you know, when you're sitting there at 2-5 and the world's against you, you don't have anyone else except for the people in this locker room. So I think, you know, the way our season has gone has brought us close together, not just offense, defense, special teams, everybody as a whole. And I knew when I came here and I got around the guys that we had a good group of guys. But to see where we are now, where everybody's playing for each other, playing together, I think that's, you know, it's a real testament to the guys in this locker room and the coaching staff.